the heart-wrenching goodbyes. Loved ones not knowing when they will unite again. Women and children heading west to relative safety, often leaving men behind. Males between the age of 18 to 60 are not allowed to leave the country in these times of war. Among them, foreigners also trying to get out. Joseph is a medical student from Ghana. He arrived in the Dnipro less than a year ago, hoping to one day become a heart surgeon. Now, he just hopes to reach any border.
This is the third time I've been at the train station. I missed the first and the second one. Well, the struggle was tough because we're trying to rush into it. And then the first time I got into the train, I was literally suffocating. So I had to get down because it was super overcrowded. So that's how come we stayed till this time.
Train rides are for free, but it's on a first-come, first-served basis. So no one is guaranteed to leave without a long wait. Here at the bus station, there are only a few rides available, and that's only to the surrounding villages. Otherwise, there are no buses anymore because the destinations are either out of reach or the road is too dangerous. So people like Fumi and Rose now need to find another way to get out of the city. Both are students from Nigeria. They continued attending classes until the first day of Russia's assault on Ukraine. Reaching the decision to go was not easy.
I witnessed the first war in 2014 in Lugansk. It was brutal, it was bad, which was why I had to leave to Nigeria, because it affected my education. So now I just came here in April. I struggled to come back to finish my final year in April. So now I'm like 3 months to write my final exam, and this happened again. So it's kind of a difficult decision to just say, oh, the war is coming, let me just go back to Nigeria again.
They are trying to reach the Romanian border. With no bus in sight, they head back to the train station. Only to find themselves rushing to the shelter among hundreds of Ukrainians on the move. This family fled the Donetsk region ahead of another possible takeover by the Russian-backed separatists. They are trying to calm down Jeannie and worried of the long trek ahead. Meanwhile, Rose and Sumi are looking into other options to evacuate.
So not today, huh?
No, not today. Tomorrow or next, maybe.
But for now, they, like many others, will have to return home, hoping tomorrow is a better day. Huda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Dnipro in eastern Ukraine.